my freedom, I'll keep my guns. Try to keep my money and my religion too. Try to keep on working, try to keep on smiling. I will.
This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Hey, good morning, everybody. I think took a couple of deep breaths during the break, did some yoga. I think I did the upside down dog walking or something. I can't remember whatever that yoga move was. It's starting to relieve the stress in my neck and shoulders, but let's hope this hour works out better. Let's talk to Rob in Dundalk. Good morning, Rob. How are you?
Good morning. You're still on the air. I just called to get into the muzzleloader contest.
Yep, appreciate it. I didn't say any bad words on the air, did I?
No, sir.
Oh, good. All right.
Thank you.
Yep. That's it?
Appreciate it.
You're in? You're done?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right,
yes.
Man. Thanks. See you later.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, we had a caller earlier. Larry, was it? Larry, you're not in the contest. The rules are call in, leave your name and number, go on the air. That's how that works. So, Larry, if you want to call back, go on the air. You're welcome to do so. We appreciate that. Our phone number here is 410-WCBM-680. The way this should work is when you call, Ron should pick up the phone before you go on the air with me and say, what is your name and what is your phone number? Okay? And you give me your name and phone number if you want to get in the contest. If you don't want to get in the contest, just say, I don't want to get in the contest. That's easy. Okay? But if you do get in the contest, you go on the air with me. You can say hi, just like the last fellow did, or whatever you want to do, and we'll be more than glad to talk to you. Wish you well. Happy Thanksgiving, and on your way we go. We've just got a lot of callers, and, you know, we haven't discussed much news because we've had so many interesting callers, and that's great. So, now we're on with... No, we're not. Okay. So anyway, we'll just continue along this path, and, you know, you're calling in, and the phones are lined up, and Ron's trying to keep up, and type your name in, and all that type of thing. So we're good to go. So let's talk about something. What do you want to talk about? Let's talk about the buck rut. Let's talk about deer and where they are in the rut right now. Brian Idle will tell us a little bit more about this, but, you know, a lot of those kids that were out there saw a lot of deer, bucks chasing does, younger bucks chasing does. The breeding season is once a year for white-tailed deer. But that doesn't mean it's just one time with one doe. That means that as the testosterone levels rise in a buck's body during late summer, early fall, their antlers are in velvet. The antlers harden. Okay, the antler tissue is bone that's fed by blood vessels. That tissue begins to harden into bone. The velvet is rubbed off, and it's, you know, it's kind of like an outer skin, like rubbing the scab off of a wound or something like that is kind of what velvet is. And once those deer are in what we call hard horn, testosterone levels have risen enough for them to breed. That usually happens in early to mid-September, okay? There's a period of time when they're establishing their dominance, their range. They do that by a series of rubbing their antlers on trees, and those are called rubs. When they they try to breed, they set a series of doe traps. Doe traps are called scrapes, where the deer will scrape out some bare ground underneath an overhanging limb. They'll use glandular secretions from their forehead and their eyes and glands on their legs to make glandular secretions around the scrape, this bare area that could be 3 feet in diameter. They'll urinate in that scrape. And then when the doe comes along, she smells that, smells those glandular secretions. She will urinate in the space, step in that space, that scrape, and then off she goes. Now the buck comes back to check his scrape. He sees that a doe has been there, and off he goes to follow the doe, and then the breeding takes place after a brief courtship of about 10 minutes. Well, we're going to continue this when we get back to the callers here. Let's see. We've got James in Catonsville. Good morning, James. Hey. How are you?
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Hey, what's a good bait for crappie up on, like, Liberty Reservoir? Is there any...
Live minnow. Live minnow right now, this time of year, you take a swivel. You can do a three-way swivel. Put a little 12-inch piece of, you know, 6-pound test, 4-pound test. Put a couple split shot on it. Put a live minnow out there and drop it into brush piles.
Very good. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
You got it, buddy. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. There he goes. Carolyn, Baltimore. Good morning, Carolyn. Thanks for holding. How are you?
I'm doing good.
What's up?
Just want to get in the muzzleloader contest.
You are in.
All right. Thank you very much, and we love your show.
I appreciate it, buddy. Thank you very much.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Same to you. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hey, Ray, Brooklyn Park. What's up, man?
Good morning, and happy Thanksgiving to you. I just want to let you know that today's opening day of goose season.
Yep, we talked about that first hour.
Well, I missed you. Sorry about that.
That's all right. Are you on your way?
I'm on my way.
Okay, good. Where are you headed?
Up around Baldwin.
Baldwin. Okay, well, that's a good place. There's plenty of geese up there.
Yep.
Have you scouted it?
Yes, a little bit.
Cool. Well, enjoy your day up there. I hope you get a couple.
Thank you. Have a good Thanksgiving.
You do the same. Thanks, Ray.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. There he goes. All right. Hey, our buddy John is listening from Cape Coral, Florida on the WCBM app, and he is in the contest. Got your name and number. John, thank you, buddy. Appreciate that. Hope everything's well. Anyway, so the doe will visit the scrape. She'll urinate in it down over the hocks in her legs. They urinate down over the glands in their legs, and that scent goes into the scrape. So now you've got a mixture of buck glandular secretions in urine and doe glandular secretions in urine, and somehow they work it all out. And the buck will follow the doe because, you know, the scent is just overwhelming. Now, deer also have glands between their hooves. They're called interdigital glands, and these will leave a secretion so that the deer know where the deer trails are, where other deer have been. And if a deer gets alarmed, that interdigital gland will secrete an alarm scent so that if a deer's coming down the trail and something has scared the deer off the trail at that point, the other deer remain cautious and look around and use, you know, their senses become heightened, their ears, their nose, their eyes, they all go into play. And they may just shoot off the trail and you may not know. So if you bump a deer and it becomes alarmed and you see another deer coming down the trail and it spooks for some reason that you know you didn't do it, well, it's probably because it smelled that other panic scent in the interdigital gland. So, all right, so the breeding takes place over a day or two. Sometimes the deer will shack up with the doe for 2 or 3 days, make sure she's bred several times, and then the buck goes on its way, and so does the doe. The doe isn't bred again, but the buck is now ready to breed again. And it used to be, one buck will breed 20 does. Now they figure out it's more like 5 or 6 during the course of the rut. And the does come into this heat cycle, we call it heat, doe in heat, or estrus, every 28 days, basically. So if a doe's not bred in the first 2 weeks of November, she'll be ready to breed again the first 2 weeks of December. And again in January, if she's not bred. And then in January, usually what happens is the six-month-old fawns become ready to breed the first time, and they go into heat. So the bucks are continue to breed until, you know, there's either no does left, the testosterone levels drop in January, February, March, and sometimes even earlier, depending on weather and the age of the deer. And that's when you begin to see them dropping their antlers, sometimes December, sometimes January, sometimes even February or March. So that's a thumbnail sketch of how that all works. Let's talk to Joe in Annapolis. Good morning, Joe. How are you?
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm well. What's up?
Not too much. I just want to remind everybody about tree stand safety. Make sure you wear all your gear and your harnesses.
Joe, I can hardly hear you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's better. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So I just want to remind everybody about tree stand safety and make sure that they get out there and wear their harnesses when they go out and enjoy themselves. And, you know, best of luck to everybody on the upcoming opening day.
Got it. Thank you very much for that reminder. That's still the number one cause of accidents here in Maryland, falls from tree stands, and the number one cause of fatalities as well. And guess what? If you live, it's going to be a long recovery period if you break your back or your pelvis or your neck or your ankles.
Yes, sir.
All right, Joe. Thanks for the call.
Thank you very much.
Ah, uh-huh. Bye-bye. Here we go. Natalie in Ferndale. Good morning, Natalie. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm well. What's going on?
Same old. I just wanted to say hey and enter into the contest.
All right. Well, we got your name and number, right?
Yep.
Got it. You got it, girl.
You have a good one and keep up with this fabulous show.
Jeez, I don't know about that today. Thanks, Natalie. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
All right. Talk to you later. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
By the way, we're not drawing the muzzleloader next week since we are pre-recorded. What we'll do is we'll draw that the first Saturday of December. And then everybody that is on the first week of December will not only get in that one, but they'll also get in the end of November. So you can do it that way, too. So, you know, we've done it that way before. No big deal. So let's talk to Tom in Bel Air. Good morning, Tom. How are you?
Hey, how are you, Alan?
I'm well, thanks. What's going on?
Man, you had me all confused this morning. You were saying the end of the show, and I'm looking at my clock. I'm thinking, did I remember to change this clock last week? I didn't know what was going on.
It was the end of the hour, yeah.
Yeah, well, anyway.
It got a little confusing in here.
Yeah, a bit. I just wanted to wish you a happy Thanksgiving, you and Robin.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. She's out today. She's picking up her wedding dress. Final fitting. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Exactly right. Yep. So.
Been there, done that.
Yep. So.
Okay, man.
And she looks gorgeous in it, so I can't wait to watch her walking down the aisle.
Well, congratulations to both of you.
Well, thanks. I appreciate that.
Okay.
I suspect we'll be all pre-recorded on the 16th of December as well. So.
Yeah, I would think.
Yeah, I would think so.
Unless you want to get divorced the same day.
Exactly. All right, Tom. Well, she really likes doing the show, so I like that's pretty cool.
Yeah, good.
Thanks, Tom.
I'll see you, man.
See you, buddy. Bye-bye. There we go. All right. Well, yes, Frank, you and Elmer can both be in the contest, I guess. We've got your email there, so I know you're listening on the WCBM app. And we've got Lester in Brooklyn. Good morning, Lester. How are you?
I'm fine.
Yes, sir. What's up?
I just wanted to enter the contest.
You're in it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good one. Happy Thanksgiving. Good luck. There he goes. All right. Hey, you know, JB Farms. JB Farms Deer Processing is your Carroll County Deer Processor located at 3523 Harney Road in Tawneytown, Maryland. JB Farms will skin and custom cut, wrap and freeze your deer with tasty venison specialties, too. Deer bologna, deer sausage, and deer hot dogs. You get your own deer back because they make it in small batches, and it is your deer. In the bologna, the sausage, or the deer hot dogs. Call 410-756-5656. Now, JB Farms can smoke your venison hams and make chipped venison, deer jerky, and more. JB Farms is a FHFH participating deer processor. Call 410-756-5656. JB Farms processes all wild game, bears, hogs, big game and exotics, even waterfowl. Yep, they'll take care of your waterfowl for you. They'll pick it, they'll pluck it, whatever you want done. waterfowl, and turkeys as well. And best of all, JB Farms has a 24-hour drop-off for your deer. 24-hour drop-off right there on Harney Road coming out of Tawny Town. JB Farms Deer Processing. Call 410-756-5656. Now, tell you who else does waterfowl picking, and that's Chesapeake Outdoors on the Eastern Shore. They're located right there off Route 50 East, exit 39B, Dominion Road. You got a bunch of geese needs picked? Drop them off. They'll be more than glad to do that for you. They also carry all the waterfowl stuff. The banded camouflage clothing, Under Armour, waterfowl calls, all major brands, decoys, steel shot, all the gear, all the camo, boots, hips, and waders. Great selection of Yeti coolers. Right there at Chesapeake Outdoors, firearms, a bunch of camo firearms from Remington, Chiappa, Escort, muzzleloaders and accessories from CVA and Thompson Center. And don't forget about all the crossbows they carry, including the new Raven. And, of course, Matthew's Solo Cam is their feature for compound bows. First choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers is Chesapeake Outdoors, 50 East 39B Dominion Road, Kent Island, 410-604-2500, 410-604-2500 for Chesapeake Outdoors. Now, let me tell you about Clyde Sports Shop. You waterfowlers, I know you want to hear about the Brownings. I know you're tired of that old whatever you're shooting. I want to tell you about a couple great waterfowl guns from Clyde Sports Shop. It's time. It's time to get one. Yep. I told you about the BPS pump last break. The Maxxis is the autoloader shotgun that Browning created just for waterfowl hunting. 3 and 3.5 inch chambers, the new power drive gas system, reduces recoil, comes in Mossy Oak camo. The Maxxis, you want to take a look at that. The A5, the most reliable, fastest cycling, best balanced, and softest shooting recoil operated autoloader on the planet. Mossy Oak Shadow Grass Blades DuraTouch Camo. Fiber optic front sight, the humpback receiver made famous by Browning. Ergonomically balanced, recoil operated kinematic drive. That's right, I said recoil operated, not gas. It's an autoloader shotgun with a 100,000 round or 5-year guarantee. The A5 from Browning. And then there's the Gold Light 10 gauge. For you guys really can take it, the standard for auto-loading performance is a gas-operated auto-loader, 3.5-inch chamber, DuraTouch armor coating, and Mossy Oak camo. 3 standard Invector choke tubes come with the Gold Light 10-gauge. All at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway, exit number 9. That phone number, 410-242-6108, 410-242-6108 for Clyde's Sports Shop. In business for 60 years, and guess what? They also carry the Browning ammo. We'll be right back after these messages.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire. Auto.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Crab and seafood lovers, are you ready for some good times? The Spurry family has been in the seafood business on the Eastern Shore for over 35 years, specializing in local Maryland crabs and oysters, and they own the famous Chesapeake Landing Restaurant in St. Michael's. They're now bringing the best of the Eastern Shore across the bridge to Baltimore. Good Times Crab House, located at 8001 Liberty Road, just 1 minute off Beltway Exit 18, headed west, is now open to serve you the freshest Maryland crabs, local oysters, fresh pit crab meat, Gulf shrimp, a variety of fresh fish and Alaskan snow crab legs. Good Times Crab House and Crab Feast Catering specializes in on-site crab feast catering for your large events. Look for Good Times on Facebook for daily specials and weekend deals. Call 443-657-7187. Good Times and good crabs and seafood. It's Good Times Crab House. Call 443-657-7187.
Well, so far for Thanksgiving Day, really nothing that's going to inhibit your Thanksgiving travel too much. Partly cloudy and 45 for Thanksgiving Day. Overnight tonight, clear skies, 33 for your Saturday morning. Clouds in the morning, off and on rain showers during the afternoon, high 55. Sunday, add some wind to that. A few clouds hanging around, 52. Then by Monday, sunshine, so you start your holiday week with a high 48. I'm Craig Ross from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680. WCBM.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Well, when I was a kid, I'd take a trip every summer down to Mississippi, visit my granny.
And now more from Alan Ellis and the Outdoorsman Radio Show on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Trees, free as a song. One day, I happened to catch myself.
Okay, we're back. We got a lot of calls lined up here. Let's talk to Linda in White Marsh, and then we got Sharon and Henry and all of them. Good morning, Linda. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. How
good.
Are you?
No, I'm fine. Thank you. What's up?
Just like to enter the muzzleloader contest. I think he's got the itch. The little one's got the itch to try hunting next. So.
Okay, great. Well, if you need any tips on that, let me know.
Oh, I will definitely be in touch with you because I have not a clue.
Well, it all starts with an interest, a desire to do that. There's a new program in Maryland called the Apprentice License Program, which means you can try before you buy, but you've got to have somebody with that youngster or first time hunter that has a hunting license and has a hunter safety education course. And, you know, it's a short online course, and it's a $10 license to start out. And like I said, it's try before you buy.
Okay.
And then once you decide you like it, then you take the full hunter safety education course with, you know, with the field day and everything else. And, it's always nice to walk, a youngster through that process with somebody who knows what they're doing.
Yep. You got it.
Thanks, Linda.
Thank you.
Have Bye-bye. A good day. Bye-bye. Sharon in Hancock. Are you in Hancock, Maryland?
Yes, Alan. How are you?
I'm doing well. Wow. Way out there in Western Maryland. Great.
Yeah, I'm watching the sun come up over Sodling Hill right now.
Ah, good for you. Are you in the woods or in your house?
I'm in the woods. I'm sitting outside on the porch watching the sun come up over the mountain.
Wow. So how'd you hear about the show?
I listen to it every Saturday. I stream it on my phone.
Oh, on the WCBM app?
Yep.
Great, great. Well, nice to hear from you. You're in the muzzleloader contest?
Yes, yep. I just left my name and my phone number.
Got it. I was just out there a couple weeks ago. We dropped our hunting magazine, Maryland Hunting Quarterly, off there at the Park and Dine.
Okay, yeah, we at the Park and Dine every Sunday before church.
Well, I hope you had a chance to pick up one of our magazines. So
yep, I will. We'll go tomorrow and do that.
All right, if they got any left, they go through them pretty quick out there. So
okay, well, I'll be sure to look for one.
Yep.
Heather will hook me up.
There you go. Well, thanks, Sharon.
Okay.
All right. Tell
and happy Thanksgiving.
All righty. Tell Fred I said hello.
I sure will.
Take care.
Okay. You too. Bye bye.
Bye bye. Henry in Essex, good morning.
Yeah, Alan, I'd just like to wish you luck with your upcoming wedding. And,
thank you.
I'll put a muzzleloader.
I appreciate it. You're in, buddy.
Okay, thank you. Alan.
Thank you, Henry. Bye. You have a great day and a happy Thanksgiving.
You too.
Bye-bye. Mike, in your truck. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Hey, doing great. Love your show. Listen to you every Saturday morning on the way to work.
Great. Glad to hear it.
Muzzleloader contest.
You're in it. Are you on your way to work now?
Yes, sir.
Got it. Got it. Well, enjoy your day at work. Sorry you can't get out there to do a little hunting or fishing today, but, you know, I hope you get some time during the week or, you know, on Sunday to do some of that.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
All right, buddy. Take care. Bye-bye. Here he goes. Okay, we got a couple callers on the line. Let's see. Got a couple emails here. Yeah, that's right. some of our listeners have a great sense of humor online. So, anyway, it is the first day of waterfowl season. I don't know where you are, but, you know, living in Easton, we hear a lot of geese going over, and they're just kind of coming in. We thought the cold front would drive more birds down last weekend than we're seeing. Waterfowl Festival, we went to the opening ceremonies last Thursday night. I think I told you about that. And then we did go to the Waterfowl Festival over the weekend on Sunday. Went to the Sportsman's Pavilion, met a lot of nice people, and talked to our buddy Sean Mann. There's some good folks out there in this world. So we're glad to make some new friends as well everywhere we go. So let's see. There's Gordon in Pikesville. Is Gordon ready to go on the air? Good morning, Gordon. How are you?
He wrote the name down wrong. It's Jordan.
Oh, hey, Jordan. How are you?
How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
Good. It's great to talk to you. I'm just calling to wish you and Robin a wonderful, wonderful Thanksgiving. And, of course, I'm going to talk to you before the wedding.
No, I'm sure. That'd be great.
So, yeah. He wanted to get me on real quick, and he was in a haste. And then,
well, you weren't. It didn't take long. You only had to wait 30 seconds.
No, I know that. He said he wanted to get me right off, so that's why he took he said Gordon instead of Jordan.
It's Gordan.
Yes.
So there you are. That's
everybody knows that. But we won't. Say anything bad about him. He does a great job.
You got it, buddy.
I want to wish you well a great Thanksgiving. And here's a funny story. I needed to get away for a day just out of Baltimore for a couple hours. And I didn't realize that. Well, I knew I was on the Eastern Shore and I was hungry. And I was on one of the main roads, St. Michael's Road. And I stopped at Chesapeake Landing Restaurant.
Oh, good people there. Yeah, the Spurry family.
I didn't even realize the Spurry family. I didn't realize at the time that this was your sponsor. And there was some good eating there.
Oh, I know. No question.
And it was delicious. And it just was nice. It was a wonderful day. It was beautiful just being over there and not having the city confines of Baltimore. Trust me, I'm glad you're over in that area now.
Yeah, well, it's a nice town. Easton's a nice place. So
it really is. And again, the show's always great, and your number one commercial too that I like, and you've kept in the rotation for years and years. And they're good people there at Battery Warehouse.
Oh, no question. Yep.
But I love that commercial that the car doesn't start, and that's not good.
I got it, buddy.
Listen, you take care.
All right, man, you too. Thanks for calling, Jordan.
All right, keep in touch.
All right, buddy, thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hey, Robin. Bye-bye.
I will do so. Thanks, Jordan. Bye-bye.
Bye now.
There he goes. Whoops. Steve in Pasadena. Good morning, Steve. How are you?
Now, and how you doing?
I'm good. What's up?
Just heading down to go do some goose hunting down in Davidsonville right now.
Oh, Davidsonville, Anne Arundel County. Yep. There's plenty of geese down in that area. I hunted down that way a couple of years ago, and I think it took us 40 minutes for 9 of us to get our limit.
Might be good. Hope I get that this morning.
Yeah, get your limit, get home, take a nap, and then go do something the rest of the day. So
yeah.
Go get in a deer stand tonight. So
maybe.
All right. Well, good luck to you. Now, are you in the contest?
The muzzle loader contest?
Are you in it?
I'd like to be.
So Ron didn't get your name and number?
Oh, yeah, he got it all.
Oh, if he got your name and number, then you're in it. Yeah.
All right.
Okay, buddy. Thanks.
Thank you.
Good luck out there. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Yep. Okay. I think we'll talk about Clyde's Sports Shop here for a minute. You know, Clyde's has been around for 30-some years. I've known those guys for over half of that time, since about 1983 or before. In a couple of brothers, Bill and Clyde Blamberg, and full-line Browning dealer, full line of firearms for every endeavor. Personal protection, handgun, a lot of handguns, modern sporting rifles. And the paperwork that goes along with that is just, it's unbelievable here in Maryland what you have to go through. But Clyde's can walk you through the whole process. If you need to pick up a handgun or modern sporting rifle or, you know, any type of firearm. Some of them just require, you know, going in and filling out the, what they call the NICS check, instant background check, the FBI 4473 form. And, you know, sometimes it's just a matter of making a phone call and getting approved, and out the door you go with your shotgun, your rifle. Handguns and modern sporting rifles, it's a whole different procedure. Regulated firearms is what they are. Muzzleloaders, cash and carry, no check. So that's all available right there at Clyde's, and they've got it all. Now, I do want to talk a little bit about their gunsmithing services, too. You know, I've taken several firearms in there and said, look, I've used this gun hard for waterfowl. I need you to clean it, put new O-rings in, you know, 1187, put new O-rings in there and get it working back in good shape, and always get it back beautifully clean, lubricated, ready to go, well-maintained. So if you do decide to replace your optics or put some optics on your firearm, you know, your 22, your MSR, your high-powered rifle, your whatever it might be, your varmint gun, Clyde's has a full selection of optics as well. Great Leupold and Nikon and others, and you can check those all out, and they will mount that scope for you with great accuracy and, you know, right where you want it, and then bore sight it for you, take it to the range. And I've never shot a gun that's been bore sighted at Clyde's that's been off the paper at 25 yards, and that's where you start to sight in. So Clyde's full-service firearms, full-service fishing tackle, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9, and, of course, ammunition to carry for all the firearms you want, even some hard-to-find ones. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9, that phone number 410-242-6108, 410-242-6108. Now, let's go to the Eastern Shore, where I live. That's weird saying that, because I've lived on this side for so many years. But you know what? I'm enjoying life. I'm enjoying life in Easton, that's for sure. All right. But I got to go right by from here, go right by Chesapeake Outdoors, right there off Route 50 at Exit 39B. That's Dominion Road. If you need anything for deer hunting, anything for the upcoming season, you need any cover scents or any kind of attractants, any kind of accessories, any kind of stuff for your tree stand, you know, like haul ropes and things like that, they've got it all. They've got it all. I called three or four places yesterday looking for a particular product. Called... Nope, don't have it. Nope, don't have it. Nope, don't have it. Called Chesapeake Outdoors. Yep, we've got it. So I'm glad to hear that. First choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers is Chesapeake Outdoors. Firearms by Remington, Chiappa, Escort, and more. Muzzleloaders by CVA and Thompson Center. Complete selection of Yeti coolers, bags, and tumblers, that's for sure. Those keep your coffee nice and hot, that's right. The Raven Crossbow, Matthews Solo Cam Compound Bows, camo by Bandit and Under Armour, boots and waders and hip boots and all of that, waterfowl calls, decoys, steel shot, gear, ammo for waterfowl, waterfowl picking now that the late season is here. They'll take care of all that. All this on Kent Island, exit 39B, Dominion Road, Chesapeake Outdoors, 410-604-2500, 410-604-2500. We'll be right back after these commercial messages. Maybe. Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners rated number one, carrying nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed.
Choose the Linex Premium Bed Liner or the Linex Extra. Both look great. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards. You get it. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bed liner, truck gear, and accessories. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford, 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Linex. Bay Country Bakery in Cambridge serves not only a great breakfast from 6 to 11 a.m. Monday through Friday and all day Saturday, but has some of the most delicious fresh-baked donuts, pastries, cookies, and breads on the Eastern Shore. I don't go through the fast food drive-thru when I'm on Route 50 heading to the deer stand or the duck blind. I'm patient, but my mouth and my belly can't wait to stop at Bay Country Bakery for a donut or two and a fresh cup of Rise Up coffee. I just look for the big donut on the side of the bakery. And from 11 to 2, you can grab a tasty lunch, too. Dave and Gina Levy, your host, are trained chefs and strive to bring you the best. Bay Country Bakery is located at 2951 Coastal Highway, just through Cambridge on Route 50 East. Think big donut or call 410-228-9111. Visit their website or like their Facebook page, Bay Country Bakery, and be sure to stop by and say hello. Maybe you'll see me and Robin there. This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt it. Choose the Linex Premium or the Linex Extra. Both look great. Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bed liner and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. Linex.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything. Their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be cowards. Don't let them pick guitars and drive them old trucks.
And now more from Alan Ellis and the Outdoorsman Radio Show on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys.
All right, we're back, folks. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. We've got 14 or 13 minutes left. Let's fill it up with callers. Let's get some entries into the muzzleloader contest. That's 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. All you got to do is call in.
give Ron your name and phone number. It might take him a minute to get to you, but that's okay. And then go on the air with me. All you got to do is say hi, happy deer season, or whatever you want to say, and we can go on from there. So we're giving away a CVA muzzleloader, CVA.com. Go check. There's muzzleloaders out online. I own several. I own three or four CVAs. As a matter of fact, my father-in-law back in the 70s, yes, back in the early 70s, I mean, early to mid-70s, even into the early 80s, owned a CVA muzzleloader flintlock, and I still have it. And guess what? It fires just as nice now as it did then. It's 45 caliber flintlock. We went another brand, my wife at the time, and I went another brand, and he always stuck with that CVA. So, you know, I've got it. That's how far back my history with CVA goes. And, you know, they've been doing this, I think, 11 or 12 years now, giving away a free muzzleloader to our listeners, three a year in October, November, December. And we've all taken a deer with ours. And, you know, it's just a great firearm, CVA. So check it out online, CVA.com, and you'll be more than glad that you did and see the different models, too. So, let's see. Let's talk to Nathan in Easton. Good morning, Nathan. How are you?
Oh, that's good.
Good. Can hardly hear you, buddy. What's up?
Yeah, I just wanted to hear what you've been hearing on the blue tongue that's been killing the deer in the area.
Yeah, there's plenty of them that have been killed. And Easton, Caroline, Northern Dorchester, and Talbot County have been the hardest hit in the state. And nobody seems to know why. It just goes like that from time to time. You know, 10 years ago or so, it was Kent County. And, you know, 5 years ago, it was Southern Maryland. So the kill has been, I think, far more excessive than DNR estimates. Have you found deer on your place?
No, I haven't, but I've just heard of friends that found, you know, up to 20 in a field.
Yep.
They're up. Yeah, that particular friend's up near Star.
Yep.
But
Star is that Caroline?
No, that's Queen Anne.
Star. Oh yeah, Star is Queen. You're absolutely right. Here's the situation. Guys are finding them, but they're not calling DNR and telling them. Okay, so you got to call DNR and tell them. Okay, and let them know that you're because. Yeah, there's not much you can do about it, but we would like to know, they would like to know numbers. And, you know, you just gotta pick up the phone and say, hey, look, I'm here, such and such, here's my address, such and such farm. I just want to let you know we found 20 deer here. So they can get kind of a handle on it.
Yeah.
You know? So Star, yeah, I know where Star is. Is that on 309?
Yeah, 309.
Yeah. That's what I thought. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, you know, it's actually epizootic hemorrhagic disease, or six or seven strains of it. And we found 1, 2, and 6 here in Maryland. Blue tongue is a similar disease, but blue tongue more affects cattle and deer in other states. It's EHD here, which is spread by a little gnat, a little no-see-em, a little bug. People don't know that, but gnats are bloodsuckers like mosquitoes. And
right.
A gnat will, you know, the deer go to water. That's where the gnats breed, in the mud around the water holes and creeks and things like that. And the deer will go get a drink. The gnat will bite them, inject the virus into the deer. It's a very quick-acting virus. It gives the deer a very high fever, and in a matter of days, those deer can die. That's why you see them around water. The fever is so high, the deer go back to the water to get something to drink, only to get bit again. So, okay.
Yeah, wrong way to go.
Yeah, it's a hard way to go, and it's pretty hot outbreak right there on the Eastern Shore this year. But Star Queen Anne's, that's a new one to me. The epicenter is Talbot, Caroline, and Northern Dorchester, but that's sad to hear that so many deer are getting hit in Queen Anne.
Have you heard of any kind of ongoing studies to help with the control of this disease?
Nothing they can do other than, you know, massive spraying efforts on, around water, and I don't know that they want to do that. It's just, you know, it's nothing that's not, it's not an unnatural thing. It's just the fact that, you know, you've got sometimes you have a wet spring and a dry summer, and it concentrates deer around water, which is where the bugs breed, which is where they bite the deer, and then, you know, the deer return back to the water, and it's just like a vicious circle. So it's just...
All right, well,
sorry, they don't have any better handle on it, where it can come from or where it can go or where it's going to strike next.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. Thanks, Nathan.
Okay, yeah, good Thanksgiving too, boss.
See you, buddy. Bye-bye. Butch in Parkville. Good morning, Butch. How are you?
Good morning, Alan. How you doing?
I'm doing well. What's up?
Just calling in to enter for the muzzleloader. Want to wish you and all the listeners a happy Thanksgiving and absolutely a safe hunting season.
Well, that's for sure. Everybody, we need to be safe out there. Was in the tree stand last, or on the ladder stand last night, and I'm wearing my coveralls that have the tree spider built right in, you know, with the harness and all that.
Right, right.
And you know, first thing I do is, you know, make sure I'm tight going in and coming out. But when I get up in there, that straps up around the tree, and I'm locked in. And, you know, it's doesn't restrict you in any way. If you want to stand up and look around, you stand up and look around. But, you know, I know that when I'm locked onto that tree, that I'm not going anywhere. And that's a nice feeling to feel secure like that.
So, absolutely.
Yeah, buddy. Appreciate the call.
All righty. You take care now.
Happy Thanksgiving. See you.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Yep. Bye-bye. There we go. And Chris in Halethorpe. Good morning, Chris. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Alan. I'm well. I haven't talked to you for many years.
Wow.
That's changed.
Okay.
But I was just calling to say hi and wish you a happy Thanksgiving and a Merry Christmas. But I'll talk to you before that.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, we've got an event coming up in December 16th, right before Christmas. We're getting married. Robin and I are getting married on the 16th.
Wow.
How about that?
Congratulations.
Less than a month away. Less than a month away. Lots to do and a little time to do it, but we'll get there.
God bless you. I hope everything works wonderfully.
I know it will. I mean, she's a great helper and a great woman, and I just, you know, I love her to death. So,
very good.
Yeah,
that worked out for you.
It did, and you know, so happy to have somebody back in my life again, and yeah. we're just enjoying the ride. Is what we're doing.
Very good.
All right, thanks.
I'm on my way to West Virginia, so you have a good one.
Oh, season opens down there Monday, huh?
Yeah, I bought a cabin down there.
So. Oh, congratulations! Congratulations.
20 acres, right in front of Monongahela National Forest.
Oh, that's a great place down there. Yeah, what's the closest town?
Petersburg.
Yeah. Yep, very familiar with it. You're right there on the river, right?
I'm about 10 minutes away from the river.
Yeah, the North Branch, right?
Up on the mountain.
Yeah, let me tell you what, there's some great smallmouth fishing there. We used to fish out of there when I was a kid. When I was a teenager, we would go down there just about every Saturday. I'd get picked up around midnight or 1 o'clock in the morning. We'd drive down to Petersburg. We'd park at the cabin there on the road along the river, and we'd wet wade that river with our bucket full of minnows and our bait bucket full or bait tin full of night crawlers, and catch smallmouth and channel cats and fall fish and bluegills. What a great river!
I'll be darned. I've only been down there for. I've had the cabin for about 2 years now.
Right.
Been doing a lot of work cleaning up.
Yeah. Well, if you get along that river, we'd get along that river and so early that we'd hear the last of the whippoorwills.
Yeah.
And then once the whippoorwills were done, the barred owls would start hooting up and down the river. Once the owls started, then the turkeys would start gobbling. And all up and down that canyon, you could hear those birds back and forth, and it was just a magic time, that daybreak on the river, that's for sure.
Yeah, it sure is.
Yep. So.
Well, God bless you, Alan.
Thanks, buddy. Talk to you soon.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye. Man, that was 50 years ago. 50 years ago. Yep. Earl Maringer. I guess Earl's long gone. Earl Maringer taught me how to hunt rabbits, and he loved fishing down at down in Wardensville, Lost River, for trout. And we'd start early. We'd start in March, and then we'd get on the river a little later in the spring and in the summer when it was warm enough to wade. And wet wading that river with a minnow bucket full of minnows that we seined the night before. Oh, my gosh. You talk about a lot of fun fishing. The smallmouth hit that bait. And, oh, that right there and growing up on the Juniata River in Pennsylvania brought out my love for smallmouth bass. And I got one smallmouth bass trip I take every year. and catch big spawning smallmouth and put them back on the beds. And, I mean, it's just a fantastic fish to catch. So, all right, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Only a couple minutes left to go. Whoever was trying to call me on my cell phone, you got to call the station, 410-922-6680, while I'm on the air. It looks like we got a voicemail message from whoever that was. And now Robin wants to go to West Virginia. We'll get there, babe. We'll get there. Yep. Right down through Cumberland and, Springfield. What a great place. Nice little town. Used to have a little store there we'd stop. It had sporting goods and I don't know what all, you know, kind of like a general store. I don't know if that's even there. I'll tell you one thing. You get on some of those back roads down through that area, it used to be. You get in some of those back roads and see some of those tar paper shacks and some of the families that live back in that area. No question. Yep. So, you know how they say, I'm starting to hear banjo music? Yep. But, you know what? Friendly folks, you wave at them, they'd wave back at you. You know, so it's all good. All good. But quite an impression when I was a kid. Oh, wow. Time goes fast when you're having fun, doesn't it? Time goes fast. I need a drink of coffee. Hold on. Oh, thanks to our buddy Fred at Aircraft Heating and Cooling for the picture of the buck and for the entrance in the contest. Nice buck there in one of the city parks. No question about it. All right, we'll get Wayne in. Hi, Wayne. How are you, buddy?
Hey, good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. What's up?
I just wanted to wish you a happy Thanksgiving and congratulations on your wedding.
Well, thank you very much. We appreciate that.
So, I don't know if I've lost any respect for Robin yet because what she's up to, but...
Dealing with me? Dealing with me? Nice. Nice talk, Wayne. Thanks.
Thank you, buddy.
Well, you know what? I can take a little friendly, you know, ribbon from time to time.
I know.
Hey, look, you get in deer camp or hunt on some of these places or get in the goose blind. If you can't take it, you better not go.
You better get out of it.
Better get out of it. If you're thin skinned and can't give it right back, you know.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
I told a very dear friend of mine who's gone now. One time that I said, you are a slug on the underside of the leaf of life. How do you like that one?
Man, that's pretty low.
That's pretty hard, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Looked him right in the eye and told him that, and I meant it. So, all right, brother. Thanks, Wayne.
Thank you.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. That brings us to the, it looks like the music part of the program where we start to say goodbye. So, I guess... we'll be hearing that any second. There it is right there. And look, it's Thanksgiving week. It's the opening day of deer. It's the opening day of goose season today, deer season next Saturday. I'll be in the woods, but we'll have a great show for you.